In grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was blind, but now I see. The Lord has promised good to me. The Lord has promised good to me. His works my hope secures. His work my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. He will my shield and portion be. Me, as long as life endures, as long as life endures. I've thought all morning long and tried to pray last night, tried to talk to the Lord this morning. Talked to him on the way down here. Some of them said, well, Brother Gary, I didn't hear you talking to the Lord. You don't have to speak with this tongue here. I prayed that, God, I'm just a little servant for you. Probably the least, Lord, in the Indian Bottom Association. But God, if I could just get down there. If I could greet my brothers and sisters that I love so dearly. If I could just do that one more time, it'd be a day well spent. I've missed you. Love coming down here. I like to go where I'm treated with love and kindness. I said, God, if I could just get somebody a cold drink of water in the name of the Lord. You see, brethren, how do you serve God? You serve God by serving each other, Brother Junior. Somebody said, what are you going to preach on, preacher? I've heard them say, I don't know what I'll preach on. Brethren, I know exactly. If the Lord blesses me, I'll preach on Jesus. That's all they are to preach about. It's not what Brother Gary Compton done or Brother Junior Ruggles or Brother Willie Crace or these brethren or Brother Earl. It's about what Jesus done.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
That's the reason I guess that little song. It's dwelled on my heart all morning ever since I woke up. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And the brethren sung a song here a while ago.
Help me, God.
The brethren sung a song, how happy are they who the Savior obey and whose treasures are laid up above. You see, brethren, there's work to do. There's work to do, Brother Earl Stone. Just because God saved your soul, don't give you a ticket to sit back there in the back of the house. God told you to come home. God come and see, said, tell them what great things the Lord's done for you. And I want you to know this. Somebody might say, preacher, I can enjoy myself back here just as good as I can up there in the stand. That's sure, brethren, you're being fooled. You're being fooled within yourself. You need to come home. Where was you at, Brother Junior Ruggles, when you was down in the valley? Lord, didn't have a friend seem like to turn to, and you knew the church. I know when I was down under conviction, Brother Willie Craze, I knew every member in the church would do everything they could for me. They'd come to me in the midnight hour if I'd have called on them. But, oh, there's one thing about it now. They didn't have the oil. Just had enough for themselves.
Amen.
I had to go myself, Brother Junior.
That's right, Brother Gary.
What did you tell the Lord? Lord, I'll do anything if you'll just save my soul. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Did you promise that promise? Well, sure you did. Lord, save me or I'll perish. Lord, just tell me what to do. And when God saved your soul, listen to me, you owe God something. What do you owe him, preacher? You owe him a good Christian life.
Everything.
You should get out. Be out about the Father's business. Be up and about, wherever it be at. If it be at Walmart, somebody said Walmart. Well, you mean Walmart? You can touch people's souls in Walmart just the same as you can here in the little Jew church.
Let your light shine.
Let your light shine wherever you go. They're watching us. Me and Brother Junior talked on the way down here. They're watching our steps. They're and you know what? They some expecting us. They some expecting us to fall by the wayside.
Justify
it tickled them to death, honestly. Some of them,
absolutely.
And some of them out there would give anything in the world if they could cause you to fall. But I've got some good news for them. I've got some good news for them. Now, don't you get me wrong. I stumble a little bit every once in a while.
Yeah.
I stumble a little bit. I'll be the first to admit that. But I'll tell you one thing. I've never failed. And I'm not going to fall from God, because God has got me in the palm of his hand. And he told me the day he saved me, he said, I'll go with you everywhere you go. I'll go with you to the very end. Is God still... And I won't take this long. I'll get out of the way. Is God still working miracles today?
Absolutely.
The sister just told you a while ago. Sis, I thank God you done what you did. We need more of that. Somebody said, why? Upon my word and honor, preacher, that ain't the way the old regular Baptist gets along. I want you to know something right now, and I love the old regular Baptist. Don't you get me wrong. But listen to me. We need to go to a little school ourselves every once in a while. There's things we could learn. I'll tell you a little something up about the little Left Beaver Church. One Saturday up there, we was getting ready to get into the business meeting, and I got up to start to get into it. Brother Jerry Mann's whole brother, a bunch of them, was sitting there. The Lord laid it on my heart. Let the sisters, let the brothers, anybody got anything they want to say about the Lord? And I just stopped and I said, brethren and sisters, you at liberty, just whatever you want to say before we get into this church work. If you got something to say. One little sister raised her hand. Can I speak? Yes, you can. She began to speak. The house began to shout. It picked everybody in the building up. When she sat down, another one spoke. It went on for, I guess, almost 45 minutes. But I'll tell you one thing about it. We had the best day ever was. Somebody said, well, you letting them sisters preach. I ain't letting them sisters preach, brethren.
Praising God.
They accuse us of that, though. But listen, the sisters plays a big part, too.
Amen.
They play a big, this little sister here a while ago, what she said, they might have been some little sinner man here. They might have been some little sinner girl here. Then what she said could have broke down that old stony heart.
Could have got it.
And could have started somebody today on the road to repentance. Listen, we better not rule these little sisters out. They've got a job, a very important job. You brothers that ain't called to preach, you've got a job too.
Amen.
You've got a job to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. God's got work for everybody. Is God still working miracles? Why, sure he is. Yeah, listen to me. I love to talk about the miracles in this book, but he's doing them right today, Brother Earl Sloan. I love when the little sister spoke. When one of them spoke here a while ago, spoke about the cataracts and stuff on their eyes. And listen to me, here's something that I, first thing she said, when she said that, it caught my mind. There was a little boy. He was blind from his youth.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Book says it now.
Sure was, Brother Gary.
He was blind from his youth. Yeah, and listen, they evidently had to lead him everywhere he went. But here come the greatest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. His name is King Jesus. Here he come. He didn't just happen by there now, brother. He didn't just happen by there. He had a reason to be by there.
Yes, sir, he meant to be.
Yeah, he meant to be there. God just happened. He didn't just happen to be down on that well. He was. There was a reason for him being there.
Nothing just happened to him.
I just didn't happen to come down to the Little Jewel Church.
No.
I believe God had a reason. I believe God had a reason. I hope and pray. I hope and pray before I leave here. Or maybe after a while. Me and little sissy talks on the computer every once in a while. I hope and pray that I can get the good news that Gary, somebody's turned their life over to the Lord.
Yeah.
That's what I'm out here for.
Right.
Trying to win souls for the Lord. But this little man, here come Jesus along the way. And this little feller, he began to holler out. Today, when you start crying out to God, the old booger man going to tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
Don't bother him.
Yeah.
Don't bother him. Oh, he's a big man. You ought not be bothering him. Let him alone. He's busy. But he cried out the louder.
Sure did.
Just kept getting louder. Jesus, come over to him. What do you need, son? What do you need? I've been blind. I've been blind from my youth. I can't see. All I wanted to see. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad 30 years ago that God opened my eyes up. God healed my eyes. And he let me see his beauty. And it's sure been beauty. They've been things that hurts me since I've been in the church.
Sure.
But I want you to know right now, every one little hurt, there's a million pieces of joy floats around me. I've got joy down in my soul. Jesus healed that little fella, took care of him. Went back into the city.
Yep.
He was rejoicing. When God gave me my eyes to see with, Brother Terry, I run into a city. Where was the city at, preacher? The city of God, right here, his kingdoms. One of them set up right here now, brother. Listen, and I went in and told them what great things the Lord's done. And you know what? There were some people there that night, and some people there in Floyd County where I live, they didn't believe that. Some of my buddies, when I told them the Lord had saved me, they didn't believe me. Some of them said, well, he won't stay 6 months in the church and he'll be back out.
Yeah.
They even bet money on that.
Yeah.
That's the truth. They was boys that I grew up with. One of them said, I bet the other $5 that you wouldn't stay 6 months. And he said, how long you been in? And at that time, I said, 27 years. He said, boy, we didn't figure you'd stay that long. I said, you know why I'm in there? Do you know why I stayed as long as I have? Because I'm kept by the power of God. When I was praying, I dug just as deep as I could. And when I hit the rock, the sparks flew. And I was founded. And Jesus gave me something too now, brother.
Yeah.
What did he give you?
Eternal life.
He gave me eternal life. He gave me a robe of righteousness. He gave me a little white stone. And in that stone's a new name. And who knows that? He that receiveth. But anyway, they asked this little boy, are you the one that was blind from your youth? Yeah, that's me. What happened to you, son? Tell us. All I know, there was a man called Jesus. He come my way and he anointed my eyes and he gave my sight back to me. And I was blind, but now I see. They didn't believe him. Then they said, well, I tell you what to do. Call his mom and daddy in here. Run get them. And they took off. They brought him in there, Brother Junior. And when they brought him in, Brother Terry, they said, is this your boy here? Yeah, that's mine. That's our little boy. He's been blind all of his life. What happened to him? We don't know.
What he told us.
That's what he told us. Same thing he told you. He's of age. Ask him.
Ask him. They'd already been threatened.
They ask him again. Who was this man? His name was Jesus. Whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. But I do know this. I once was blind, but now I see. Now listen to me, brother. That's reading that little song, I guess, was down in my heart. I used to be blind, but now I see. And I used to have heartaches and trouble every way I look, but now I've got joy. I'm going to give you just a little bit of something to chew on here. Some might swallow it and some might not. But you see this old big boy standing in front of you. I'm on my way to heaven. Now they can swallow that if they want to. When God saved my soul, God gave me a promise that he was going to come back and get me. And I'd hate to stand here and tell you I wish you'd go to heaven, but I don't know if I'm going or not. That's foolish talk.
Yeah.
That's foolish talk. You've heard me preach this before. Up there this morning. Up there this morning. I got a little thing out there, and probably everybody else has too, out in one of their vehicles. You can punch in the address, and it'll take you right where you need to go most of the time. It'll let you down, though, sometimes. It'll take you places you ought not be. But let me tell you something. It brought me right straight down here. It told me every turn to make, how many feet I needed to go. And, you know, I began to think, as that thing began to speak to me and tell me you got to turn left up here about 800 yards. Here's something I began to think about. 30 years ago, there was a man called Jesus. When he come into my life, he's told me how to direct my steps. He's told me how far to go. He's told me when to stop. He's told me what to do. And you know what? What address did you put in there, preacher? It's called Heaven, Sweet Heaven. And it's going to lead me home. And I'm on my way. And I hope and pray. I hope and pray you come and go with us. If you die and if you stay here, you're going to be the saddest person you ever seen in your life. Somebody said one time, said, well, if I die and go to hell, I won't be by myself. It won't matter. If everybody you got goes down there with you, you're still going to be by yourself, and you're going to pray to die and can't. Didn't that fella, that man had all that money? Rich man. They was a little beggar boy. And all he wanted was just the crumbs that fell off the table. Just a few crumbs. But that rich man wouldn't give him even the crumbs. No, get away from me. You don't need them. Get away. But oh, God loved that little beggar boy. And when that little beggar boy died, he put him in somebody's bosom.
Yeah.
And he would hold him there. And that rich man died too. And that rich man went into the lake of fire. And he lifted up his eyes in hell, the Bible said. And he looked and he seen that little beggar boy. And he said this away. He said, let him come and just dip his finger in water. And just cool my parching tongue, for I'm in torment here. No, it's too late. It's too late. Well, would you let him go and warn? I got five brothers back there. Would you let him go and warn them? Oh, I said they wouldn't hear it. Listen, what I'm trying to get in your heart, and I'm going to sit down. The Lord, you're not promised, Brother Earl Sloan, that he'll stand at your heart and knock. Forever and ever and ever. There's a time he might pull away from you, turn you over to the hardness of the heart. That's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. And once that happens, I don't believe you'll ever have a heart nor a mind to pray no more. But don't let that happen to you. And if God saved you, you need to come home. You need to tell the brethren what great things the Lord's done for you. What I wouldn't take nothing. I wouldn't take nothing for the day that they laid me down in that water up there in Floyd County, Kentucky. It was in October. And let me tell you something. The snow, I've told it this before, snow was blowing sideways. Old Brother Vernon Rose said, that's the worst kind of snow you could encounter with. It's cold, freezing cold. And they laid me down in that water. And when I stepped out in that water, and that water got around my ankles, I thought my heart would quit. They ain't a bit of use of lying to you. That was the coldest water I ever felt in my life. And you know who was there on the creek bank? There was a whole bunch of God's people. But the devil was there.
Yeah.
Right there on the creek bank. He said, now look what you got yourself into, little man. You'll absolutely freeze to death. You'll die when they bring you out of that water. They just want us to call the funeral home because you're a dead man. You're gone. I looked at the old devil. Get behind me, Satan. I've given my life to somebody else now, and he's going to lead me through this. And if I'd have died in that water, that'd have been all right. I'd have went on with the Lord. But when they laid me down in that water didn't warm up. But the Spirit of God was on me, and it wouldn't have mattered if they'd have been ice chunks, big as cars floating down through there. The Spirit of God was on me. I felt him all over me. Would you do it again, preacher? Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. I answered to a good conscience towards God.
Amen.
I didn't go in that water to be saved. I went in that water because I was saved.
Yeah, exactly.
And I had promised God what I would do. And I fulfill my request to him.
Yeah.
Now, I've done the best I could. Pray for these brethren. Pray for these brethren. Don't let Satan rob you.
Right.
I'll tell you, he'll take everything he can from you. He'll get in your children.
Yes.
He'll get right in your family.
Yes, he will.
He'll get into your boss. He'll get into everything going on. He'll get sometimes he'll even slip in the church and tear things all to pieces.
Sure does.
Somebody said, you mean he can get in? Yes, he can. He can get
right
in the church. And I want you to know this. I'm going to tell you something else that you can look for. The Bible says that the devil has got ministers. And they're dressed up in sheep's clothing. But inwardly, they're ravaging wolves. And would fool the very elect, if possible. Have you ever been deceived?
Sure I have.
I've been deceived. Those that have deceived you, have you turned your back on them? No, sir. And you better not neither. You better not neither.
Amen.
Those people that has messed up and made mistakes, you better not cast them to the side and never forget them and never think about it anymore. You better pray for them now. And if you see them somewhere, go hug their neck.
Yeah.
And tell them you love them. And tell them God loves them. And there's a place back in the church for them. Now, brethren, listen. I seen them turn a girl out one time at the little church we used to belong to many years ago. And her daddy-in-law said, I'm glad that we can get that trash out of our church. He said, nothing but trash is all she ever was. When church was over with, I told him, I said, let me tell you something. That's God's creation. That's God's creation. You better be careful what you say about God's creation. It's very, very dangerous, brother. And let me tell you this. You better be careful what you say about God's children.
Yeah.
I said, if he can go to heaven, I can. Never got a wink of sleep that night neither for talking that foolishness. God let me know. And you know what I had to do at 5 o'clock in the morning? I got up and got dressed. Beulah, my wife, said, where are you going? It's 5 o'clock and I'm going to wake that old brother up. I talked about him and I'm going to go apologize. And he got out of the bed and I hugged his neck and I said, I'm so sorry. He said, what'd you say about me? He said, don't make no mind. I said, I'm here to apologize. He said, I forgive you. I forgive you. But you see, God let me know who's boss. It's dangerous to talk about God's children. Dangerous.